Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Sanatana Goswami was the chief minister of the king of Bengal, the Nawab Husain Shah. But upon the instruction of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he relinquished his beautiful palace, his wonderful garments, his beautiful family, and he came here to Vrindavan and lived in a mood of such austerity. Chaktvatura namashesha mandalapati shenin sadhatushava. He wore only those cloths, a simple kopan, which was discarded garbage of the local people. He would beg and eat just some dry roti or sometimes some fried chickpeas as a beggar. He slept on the ground under various trees every night, but he was always absorbed in the ecstatic mood of the gopis' love for Krishna. Previous to Sanatana Goswami, Sri Advaita Charja lived here in Vrindavan. While he was here, he discovered the beautiful deity of Madan Mohan. This deity is from the time of Krishna himself. Just after Krishna left this world, Krishna's great-grandson, Vajranab, he was put by Maharaj Parikshit as the king of Mathura Mandala. And he had Vishwakarma carve various murtis. Some of them even were self-manifesting. And these various murtis were worshipped in various parts of Vrindavan. The three primary murtis were Govinda, Madan Mohan, and Gopinath. But as the millenniums passed, all of these murtis were hidden by time. So Advaita Charja discovered the beautiful deity of Madan Gopal. And under a particular tree, which we'll be visiting in a few minutes, he worshipped Krishna, Madan Gopal. But when he understood that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was desiring that he go to Shantipur, and to Navadweep, to pray for his appearance, Advaita Charja left Vrindavan and gave the murti of Madan Gopal to a particular Brahmin in Mathura whose name was Purushottam Chaubi. When Sanatana Goswami came to Vrindavan, he would travel from house to house doing Madhukari, and he came to the home of Purushottam Chaubi. And by the arrangement of the Lord explained to this Brahmin that he should give as a donation the deity to Sanatana. Sanatana was thinking, what will I do with a deity? I have no money, I have no home, I have nothing. So he came to this place where we are sitting now, Dwadashadityatheel. Sanatana Goswami considered this place very sacred, just next to the river Jamuna. And here he had Madan Mohan sitting under a tree, and he would worship the deity. Sometimes he would get some dry flour and make some roti and offer it with love. And one day Madan Mohan spoke to Sanatana. That's so simple. You are feeding me. Can you not even put some salt in the roti? And Sanatana Goswami, with great love, he said, "My Lord, what I am giving you is the best I have. Kindly accept it." So just at that very time, there was a large boat coming from Delhi on its way to Agra. And the boat got stuck in the Jamuna, just in the bottom of this hill. It happened to be a salt barge. So Madan Mohan took the form of a beautiful little cowherd boy, and he ran down the hill. And he told this man, whose name was Mr. Kapoor, that on the top of this hill is a great saint, Sanatan. By his blessing, perhaps your boat will be freed. So Kapoor came to the top of the hill, and here he saw Sanatan Goswami. And Sanatan Goswami was worshiping the deity of Madan Mohan, who again appeared like a murti. And he taught Mr. Kapoor that all one's most intimate desires will be fulfilled by simply worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Madan Mohan. So he reached in his pocket to give some donation, but he had nothing, but he did have a little salt. So he offered it. And because he offered under the direction of a great devotee, the best he had, at that very moment, his boat became freed. And he took the boat and he went to Agra and he sold his salt and other wares and he returned to Vrindavan and he surrendered to Sanatan Goswami, whose association transformed his life. And he said, "I have all of these riches, please accept it." And Sanatan said, "That my vow is to sleep under a different tree every night and to beg for my sustenance. But why should Lord Madan Mohan?" When Sanatan took the deity, he became known as Madan Mohan. "Why should he be subjected to such poverty? Kindly build him a beautiful temple." So the three structures that we see here were built by this Mr. Kapoor, a beautiful, beautiful domed temple where Madan Mohan sits, Kirtan Hall, Prasadam Hall. And this was the original first major temple constructed in Vrindavan Dham, approximately 500 years ago. You see, such great devotees, they are not concerned with themselves, but they are always concerned with offering the best to Krishna. Madan Mohan is worshipped by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas as the Sambandha Murti. And Sanatan Goswami is considered to be the Sambandha Guru. Lord Chaitanya taught us that there are three principal teachings in the Vedas: Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana. Sambandha means to establish our relationship with the Supreme Lord, Shyam Sundar. Now all of our minds and hearts are so much captivated by the material energy, and we are victims of so much kama or lust, and the predominating deity of that is Kamadev, also known as Madana. But Krishna is Madan Mohan. He attracts even the heart of Kamadev, who attracts the hearts of all living beings. So when we put our attention on Krishna, we naturally become freed from the influences of material energy. So to establish our relationship with Krishna, the Lord appeared in this form of Madan Mohan. And the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they first, when they come to Vrindavan, they come to offer their obeisances to Madan Mohan. And Sanatan Goswami, through his Hari Bhakti Vilas, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he established the ways and means by which we can establish our relationship with Krishna. So which we should pray to Sri Madan Mohanji to kindly attract our hearts, kindly attract our mind and senses away from the material objects which are sources of misery, and attract them only to hearing and chanting his glories and serving his lotus feet and the lotus feet of his devotees. Then the next murti in Vrindavan is Radha Govindaji, the Abhideya murti. Through Govindaji, we engage in the process of devotional service, and Rupa Goswami is the Abhideya Guru who has taught us that process. And through becoming completely purified, freed of all anartas, we ultimately come to the stage of bhava and then prema. Unmotivated, uninterrupted, pure loving devotion to the Supreme. And that is the stage of prayojana, where we take the mood of being the servant of the servant of the gopis of Vrindavan and worship with that tender love, in utter surrender, abandoning all selfish conceptions. And Raghunath Das Goswami is the Prayojana Guru who has taught that principle, and Radha Gopinath is that murti. So we are so fortunate here. Let us now go out and offer our respectful obeisances to Sri Madan Mohanji by offering this prayer. Jayatam Surata Pangor,
Jayatam Manda
Pangor, Mama Manda Matiragati,
Mama Manda Matiragati,
Sarvap Janam Bhoja,
Matsarvasvapadam Bhoja,
Radha Madana Mohana,
Radha Madana Mohana.
I am lame and ill-advised, but by the mercy of Sri Madan Mohan, we can make wonderful progress in the path back home, back to Godhead. Capture my heart, capture my mind, take away this propensity for material enjoyment, and let my every thought, my every word, my every action be for your pleasure. Shri Madan Mohan Ji ki
jai.
Shri Sanatan Goswami Ji ki
jai.
Jai Mohan
Ji.
And let us very loudly chant the Maha Mantra. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that Sanatan Goswami was the personification of humility. By his life, he established the highest degree of this most essential and worshipful of all virtues of a Vaishnava. Although Sanatan was very learned, he was a master of Sanskrit, Bengali,
Persian, Arabic. He was absolutely expert in everything he did, whether it be management, diplomacy, in his work. He was so beloved by everyone. In fact, the Nawab Hussein Shah understood that if he wanted all of the Hindus to be subordinate to him, that he had to get Sanatan Goswami to be his man, because Sanatan was so much loved by all. But yet, although he was endowed with all of these qualities, still, he always considered himself the lowest, the most fallen. He was always in that mood of Mahaprabhu's teachings. Srinadabhi
Sudhije Nataravi Sarishmuna Amani Namanade Nagirtaniya Sadahari.
And when Sanatana Goswami was living here in Brajbhumi, he was the most favorite of everyone's heart. He cared so much for everyone. He used to travel all around Vrindavan. Usually he would stay one day in one village, he would spend a night there, and the people would become so attached to his association that they would just beg him to stay. And as he would leave the next morning, everyone would be at the border of the village weeping tears of love for him as he left. And then he would go to the next village of Braja. And everyone, all of the Vrijabasis of that village, they would just be smiling and singing the glories of the Lord and chanting the holy names to welcome their most intimate, precious, best friend, Sanatana Goswami. And he would come to the village and he would speak to everyone about everything. He would ask one man, "Have you gotten your daughter married yet? What arrangements have you made?" He would ask another, "How is your health? Last time I was here, you were very sick. Are you better now?" And he would ask another, "How is your crops growing this year? How much did you sell them for?" In this way, even family problems, husbands and wives, when there was quarreling, sons, daughters, and parents, they would all come to Sanatana with whatever problem they had. And whatever he told them, they would accept. Everyone had so much trust for him. He resolved every type of a problem on every level. But at the same time, although so intimately concerned with even the most basic activities of people's lives, by his love and devotion, he was always impregnating in their hearts the highest conception of pure bhakti for Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So in this way, all the Vrijabasis, they loved Sanatana. And they would invite him from house to house. And when he would leave in the morning, they would all be weeping and crying, begging him, "Please return soon." He was most dear to everyone. Even the dacoits, they loved Sanatana Goswami. Because they saw that he had no motivation but to help them, to serve them, and to give them Krishna. Because he was so genuinely humble, he literally melted the hearts of everyone. So let us offer our obeisances to Srila Sanatana Goswami, and let us pray for his mercy, that we can somehow endeavor to follow in his footsteps and become the genuinely humble servant of the servant of the servant and genuine well-wisher for all living beings. And of course, to become the servant of the servant of the servant of such great devotees is to become the greatest well-wisher for all living beings. Srila Sanatan Goswami Ji Ki
Jai!
Had a disciple who was a king of a particular province in Bengal. And this king, on the instruction of Srila Saraswati Thakur, constructed this very beautiful temple called Ashtashakti Mandir. In the center is Sri Sri Radha Rasa Bihari. Sri Radha Rasa Bihari Ji Ki surrounded by the eight principal sati, maidservants of the Queen of Vrindavan, Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Nandini Srimati Radharani, Lalita, Visakha, Chitra Devi, Sudevi, Ranga Devi, Champaplata Devi, Tunga Vidya Devi, and
Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaplata, Tunga Vidya, Ranga Devi, Sudevi, Chitra
Devi. So these are the eight sakis in Vrindavan Lila. And in this Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami, his teaching highest perfection of spiritual consciousness is to enter into the realm of Sri Vrindavan Dham and to be the maid servant, assistant of Rupa Manjari. Rupa Manjari is Rupa Goswami's original form as the confidential assistant of Sri Lalita Sati. And those in the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya aspire to come into the loving service of Sri Rupa Manjari in assisting the loving pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So this is a very wonderful and important temple which illustrates the environment which is the very perfection of our very lives, eternal. Sri Sri Radha Rasa Bihari Ji Ki
Jai!
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda,
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda,
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda,
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda,
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda,
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda,
Sri Advaita Charja Prabhu Ki
Jai.
We are now sitting in this holy place, Advaita Vas. This is the place where Sri Advaita Acharya, the incarnation of Mahavishnu, resided when he came to Vrindavan. There was a great devotee of the name Kuvera Pandit, and his wife's name was Nabi Devi. They lived in a place in Bengal called Navagraha. And wanting to be close to the holy river Ganges, they moved to Shantipur. They were such nice devotees, so pure in heart, that they could not tolerate hearing the criticism of other Vaishnavas. The Bhakti Ratnakar explains how once Kubera Pandit and Nabhi Devi, they heard the blasphemy of a devotee, and they were so much broken-hearted and devastated by this sound that they decided to give up their lives. But then a gentle Brahmin appeared and told them, preached to them nicely, that they should continue in their devotional service to the Lord. But still, they were very much disturbed at heart. But then one night, they had a dream. And in that dream, they saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a beautiful golden form. And he had another effulgent personality beside him. It was Lord Chaitanya and Sri Advaita. And Lord Chaitanya spoke, and he said to Advaita that I want you to take birth in the material world, and by your prayers, I will appear to deliver the Yuga Dharma, the congregational chanting of the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And in this way, distribute pure love of God, prema bhakti to everyone. So on the request of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this other great personality, Sri Advaita, who is also an expansion of the personality of Godhead, appeared within the womb of Nabhi Devi. And both Kuvera Pandit and Nabhi Devi witnessed this wonderful pastime within their dream. And Nabhi Devi, sure enough, became pregnant with a child. And at a most auspicious moment, that child was born. He was given two names, Kamalakshi and Advaita. And he was such an embodiment of all transcendentally wonderful qualities. Whoever saw him, whoever heard him, would become immersed in attraction and attachment to him. In this way, Advaita grew up charming the hearts of everyone around him. He became a great scholar of all the Vedic literatures with the conclusion of pure bhakti. As Advaita grew up, when he was still young, his mother and father both disappeared from the world. And he went to Gaya to perform their Shraddha ceremony. And on this pilgrimage to Gaya, he met Srila Madhavendra Puri. And Madhavendra Puri gave him diksha and initiated him in the Madhva Sampradaya. Madhavendra Puri was teaching exclusively the Madhurya, the sweet Leela of Vrindavan, and how to enter into that sweet Leela of Vrindavan through always remembering Krishna, by hearing and chanting his pastimes, and by chanting his holy names. So Advaita Charja, steeped in great love, he began to travel to the holy places throughout India. And alas, he came to Mathura and came to Vrindavan. He traveled to all the 12 forests of Vrindavan, and then he came to this place, and he lived under this
banyan tree, bach tree. And it was here that Madan Gopal, who later became known as Madan Mohan, appeared to Sri Advaitacharya. And Sri Advaitacharya worshipped this beautiful deity of Madan Gopal here under this particular tree. And it was here that he simply waited for the indication when he should go back to Navadvip Dham and call upon the Lord to appear in this world. And when that indication came to him, Advaitacharya left this place, Advaita Bhakt, and he returned to Shantipur in Navadvip. And there, with loud prayers, he called for the coming of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into this world. Sri Advaitacharya Prabhu ki
Jai!
Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki
Jai!
So this is the place of Sri Advaitacharya. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan many years later, he also came, and being the all-pervading knower of everything, knowing that this was the appearance place of Madan Gopal, knowing that this was a favorite place of Sri Advaita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also resided here for some time. And there is a monument which is and footprints in remembrance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stay here at Advaita Bhakt. Gaura Premanandi
Hari Hari
Jai Jai Shri
Hari.
Goswamis of the Radharaman Mandir, in honor of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most wonderful and historical visit to Sri Vrindavan Dham. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya, that Krishna, in the mood and bhava of Srimati Radharani, appears as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu means Maha, the Mahabhava of Srimati Radharani is in his heart, and Prabhu is Krishna, the Supreme Lord of the universe. So the name Mahaprabhu indicates Radha and Krishna. The combination of Radha and Krishna in one form is Mahaprabhu. Therefore, only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is truly the Mahaprabhu. So let us bow down and pray to him, because in Kali Yuga he is distributing entrance into the Vrindavan Leela. Through his mercy, we could all approach the exalted feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna through the congregational chanting of the holy names. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. And on top of this beautiful deity is a wonderful painting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Katwa during the initiation ceremony of his sannyas. This particular painting depicts when he is sitting on the bank of the Ganges and his beautiful blackish hair, which flowed illustriously, elegantly down his broad shoulders, was being cut. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the sake of chasing after all the fallen and sinful, envious souls of this world, he accepted the renounced order of life. And it is our good fortune that we could assist him in his most glorious mission of distributing, or actually assisting his great devotees in distributing the glories of Krishna's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare.
Sri Gauranga personally chose this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as the best of all mantras, because Hare is Srimati Radharani, who steals, captures the heart of Krishna by her love. Krishna is the all-attractive personality of Godhead, and Ram is he who gives pleasure to Sri Radharani, Radharaman. So let us celebrate the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the holy land of Vrindavan by loudly and enthusiastically singing the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna!
Jaya Sham, Jaya Sri Vrindavan Dham.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sham, Jaya Sri Vrindavan Dham.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sham, Jaya Sri Vrindavan Dham.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sham, Jaya Sri Vrindavan Dham.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sham, Jaya Sri Vrindavan Dham.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sham, Jaya Sri Vrindavan Dham. This is one of the favorite meeting places of Radha and Krishna. It is spoken about in many of the literatures of the six Goswamis. It is also a place where one time Radha and Krishna were together in this kunja, and Krishna began to blow the beautiful and sweet melodies through his flute, and the nectarine sound vibration that emanated from Lord Sri Krishna's flute was so pleasing that it captivated, intoxicated the hearts and the minds of all living beings. In fact, the wind which on that particular day was blowing very hard, when it came to this place, hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, the wind became very slow and very graceful, because the wind itself did not want to be separated from the beautiful sound of the flute of Shyam Sundar. This is called Dhir Samir. It means the place where the wind became very slow, intoxicated by the charming song of the flute of Shyam Sundar. Also here is the Pushpa Samadhi of Srila Gauri Das Pandit, one of the most intimate associates of both Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you remember, when we were on our Navadvip Parikram, we visited Ambika Kalna, where the Gornitai deities of Gauri Das Pandit are being worshipped even today. So, Dhir Samir is really a wonderful place just to sit and absorb oneself in the mood of Vrindavan. We hear the beautiful sound of the singing of the parrots and the birds, wonderful kalpavriksha trees,
surrounding us. Devotees singing bhajans in all directions. This is Vrindavan, where the entire atmosphere simply brings our hearts closer to the remembrance of Radha and Krishna. We are now in the sacred abode of Vamsivat. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, we read of how on the full moon night of the Sarat season, Lord Shamsundar came to this place and he played the fifth note of his flute. And the sound vibration, like ambrosial nectar, filled the entire atmosphere. And when it entered into the ears of the Braja Gopis and penetrated their loving hearts, they became so charmed that they exhibited what we consider in the Gaudiya Sampradaya to be the perfection and the essence of renunciation. For the pleasure of Krishna, they left their homes, all of their security. Some of them were milking cows and they left the pots under the cow and immediately ran to this Vamsivat tree to meet Krishna. Some were feeding their baby children. And you know the attachment between a mother and a child. But the gopis left their children behind for the pleasure of Krishna. In the dead of night, in the dangerous forest, they were fearless because they had complete faith that if they pleased Krishna, their lives were perfect. Their good names and their chastity, they were willing to risk that, even the risk of never being allowed to return home again. The gopis' only ambition was to lay themselves at the feet of Krishna and put themselves at his disposal according to his desire for his pleasure. So all of the fortunate gopis came to this holy place of Vamsivat, and here the Raslila began. The most perfect and pure of all manifestations of God's pastimes is the Raslila. And it is so elevated in nature that great souls like Shukadeva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who have given up everything of this world and placed their hearts in the service of Krishna exclusively, only they can truly understand the divine significance of Rasa-lila. So, under this Vamsivat tree, many great acharyas have sat and offered their prayers and bhajan to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So today we have such a wonderful fortune to be here. This place certainly is beyond the farthest reaches of our realizations. But if we offer our humble prayers to Guru and the Vaishnavas, petitioning them to carry those prayers through the disciple of succession to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, then the Lord will be pleased with us. And with his pleasure, his grace descends, and we can also enter into the mood of this pure renunciation of the gopis. So let us take a moment to pray at the lotus feet of those great Vaishnavas who are the servants
of the gopis of Vrindavan, that we could also exclusively dedicate our body, our mind, our words, and our very life at all risks, at all costs, for the pleasure of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna.
Gaura Premanandi
Hare Hare.